Hilchos Tumas Oichlin, chapter 7. Now, this chapter contains 9 halachas. In this chapter, we continue with the details of the laws of chibur, of the laws of foods that have different aspects or different parts to them, and we discuss here when
and two parts of a food are considered connected, in that if something tumah touches one part, the other part also receives the tumah, or connected in that if one part is tumah, it can impart tumah to something else through the other part of it. And this chapter considers special cases under this law. Halacha Aleph, hanitzek einei chibur, a stream of poured liquid is not considered connected between the place from which it is poured and the place into which it is being poured. Loi letuma v'loi letare, it is not connecting the two places, neither for the conduction of tuma nor tara, nor to connect it to a mikveh. The details will be given shortly. Ketzad, for example, hoya mayre mashkim tahoyrim letoich kli tomei, if someone was pouring mashkim liquids that were tahor, and he was pouring them into a utensil, and the utensil that was receiving it was tomei, v'afilu al gabei hasheretz, or even not onto a utensil, but onto the sheretz, the dead creeping thing itself, the source of the tumah. Nevertheless, even though there's one unbroken stream connecting the tumah to the utensil from which the stream is poured, the stream of poured liquid remains tahor. And if he inserted a utensil into the running stream of liquid and collected some while it was still in the air, the liquid that he collected, it remains tahor, even though it was connected in one unbroken stream to the tumah at the bottom of the stream. And needless to say, the liquid in the original utensil from which he is pouring remained tahor. Halacha Beis, b'med dvarim amurim, when does this rule apply, that the unbroken stream of liquid is not considered a connection? If he was pouring a cold liquid into another cold liquid, or a hot liquid into cold, or a hot into hot, or hot into cold. However, if he were pouring liquid that was tahor and cold into liquid that was tamei and hot, he was pouring from cold into hot, had a hanitzik chibur, then the unbroken stream that's being poured is considered a connection. V'nitmu hamashkim hatzoinen kulam, and the cold liquid from which he is pouring becomes tamei, the entire liquid, the stream and the source. Shehu Myra Mehem, the source from which he is pouring, Vinitma Haklisha Myra Mimenu, Mahmasa Mashkim Shabasoichai, and the utensil out of which he is pouring also becomes tummy because of the liquids that are being poured from it that are inside. Shahare Nitmiu, because all the liquid became tummy and the liquid renders the utensil tummy. And for what reason did they say such a thing, that pouring cold liquid into hot liquid is considered a connection, when we said in all other cases the stream does not connect it? Because there's a steam coming out of the hot liquid, and when you pour cold liquid into it, the steam condenses onto the surface of the cold liquid, and so you have an actual thick, heavy vapor there that arises, kisimri sashan, like pillars of smoke. And therefore it's considered connected, because there's an actual connection, a condensed liquid that comes up from the receptacle. Umisarim banitzek, and this mixes into the poured stream, ubamayim shabekli, and it all continues to mix with the water, shabekli ha'alin, in the upper utensil, umetami ha'kli, and so everything becomes tummy, including the utensil itself out of which he's pouring. Sha'oshin ho'ila minachamin mashkehu chosha, because such a pillar of smoke-like steam that is arising from the hot liquid on the bottom is considered as if itself were a liquid and not a steam. Halacha gimel lefichach, for this reason, for the same reason, ha'isha shehayu yadeh tahoris, a woman whose hands were not tummy, they were tahor, v'higisa b'kederet meya, and she stirred a cooking pot of food with a spoon, and the food in the pot was tummy, v'hezir yadeh mehevel hakdeira, and because of the steam that arose from the pot of cooking food, her hands began to sweat. There was so much steam that it made her hands sweat. This is then, in such a case, the steam is considered a connection. Nitmiu yadeha, and her hands become tamei ki'ilu noge b'mashke shebekdeira, as if she had actually touched the liquid in the pot. Since the steam that came up from it was enough to make her sweat, v'cheinim hoy yodeh tmeis, and the same rule as if her hands were tamei, v'higisa b'gdeira, and she was mixing in a pot that was tahor, v'heziu yodeh, and her hands sweated, nitma kol masha b'gdeira. Then everything in the pot becomes tamei, because here again the sweat may, since there was enough steam to make it sweat, it's considered connected, ki'ilu noge b'mashkin shebekdeira, as if she had actually touched the liquid in the pot. Halacha dalid, nechil dvash hazifim udvash hatzapachas, honey that comes from the city, the places called Zifim and Tzapachas, is very, very viscous. It's very thick, and it pours very slowly. And the stream of liquid that extends from the honey when he's pouring it, Hanitzik Shalahem Chibur, such a stream, such a connection is considered connected. V'afilu hoya mayra mitzaynin letzaynin, even if he was pouring cold honey into cold. Why? Because they are so thick and viscous that there are like strands of thick liquid in between. When you touch it and you pull your finger away, it remains connected. The honey on your finger will always remain connected to the honey in there, because there are thick, viscous strands of honey connecting it. They stretch out like glue, like strands of glue. For this reason, since it is the connecting strands of the honey that conduct the tumah, and not the fact that it's thick, kol ha'ichlim ein hanitzik shalahem chibur, all other foods, the stream that's poured from them is not considered a connection, v'afilu ovim harbei, even if they're very thick, because in the case of the honey of zifim and tzapachas, it's not the thickness, but the fact that it pulls with strands. V'afilu hoya ovim harbei, even if they were very thick, again hadrisin, like pea soup, v'hachelev, hamutach, or melted fat, v'chayetzi bohem, nevertheless, it's not considered a connection, even though they're very thick, because they do not pull with such liquid strands. V'chein shar kol ha-mashkem, and so all other liquids, ein ha-nitzuk la-shalahem chibur, the stream that's poured from them is not considered a connection, elim kein ira mitzoynin l'cham, unless he's pouring from cold into hot, k'may shebeyarnu, as we said in Halacha Beis. Halacha Hey, we mentioned in Halacha Aleph that Hanitzik ein echibur latara. We mentioned that a poured stream is not considered a connection even for tahara. We just now gave the examples of tuma. Now we give the example of tahara. Ketzad, for example, shem ira mayim tmeim mikli evin v'chayotzi b'hem. If he had a keli that was stone, the keli itself is not susceptible to tuma, and he had liquid water in it that was tamei. Now the water in it does not render the keli tamei, because the keli is stone. So he had water that was tamei in the stone, and he poured from such a stone keli, he poured the water that was tamei, v'chayotzi b'hem, or some other liquid that was tamei. L'toich ha-mikveh, he poured it into the mikveh, ein oimrim, we do not say, mi she'egiya k'tzas anitzeik, l'mikveh taru ha-mayim. I am sorry here. When we said chayetzi b'hem, similar thing does not mean similar liquids, because no liquid except water can become tohar in a mikveh. What we mean here is chayetzi b'hem, similar utensils that are not susceptible to tumah, such as utensils made of dried manure or dried earth. So if he had the liquid, the water that was tameh in such a keli, and he poured from it into the mikveh, and even we do not say that as soon as the end of the stream hits the mikveh, it's considered all connected to the mikveh, and the water in the utensil becomes tahor. We do not say that. Some they remain tameh, unless he actually immerses the utensil in the mikveh, and the mikveh touches the entire surface of the water mitzad echad from one side. That is, let us say he immerses it, and the water on top is completely covered with mikveh water. K'meisha b'yarnu, as we already stated the details of this in chapter 2. V'chein ha-ketafras, and not only does this rule apply to a stream, but these rules also apply to liquid that is on a slanted surface. She'yesh alav mashke peifeyach, if it has liquid, enough liquid to be wet, eini mechabron l'shar ha-mashkem shebemedrin. Nevertheless, even though the whole slanted surface is covered with liquid, it's not considered connected to the liquid that's at the bottom of the slope, leila tumah v'leila tara, neither for tumah nor tara. Even there's, although there's one unbroken stream of, unbroken film of liquid on it, since it's on a slant and it's all going to run down, it's like pouring and it's not considered connected. Neither le tumah, if there was tumah on the bottom, the liquid on top does not become tummy. V'leila tara, if it was a mikvah on the bottom, the mikvah on top, the liquid on top does not become tar. Aval hamashkim sha'abash boiren. However, any liquid that's collected in a depression in the floor of this slanted surface, kulam chibur letumah latara, this is all considered connected for the purpose of tumah or tara. Halach above, areva shahiketafris, a large trough that is standing in a slanted position, the aleha mashke tefeach, and in this trough on the surface of the bottom there is liquid, there's a wet film of liquid, v'sholish chatiches oichlen temeyim v'kebeya, and there are three pieces of food, apparently this is dough, three pieces of dough that are tamei, and all three together make up a kebeya, the minimum size required for them to be able to impart their tuma to something else. Munachim aleha, and they are placed on the bottom of this trough, on the surface of this, bottom surface of this trough, that is. Munachim aleha, they put place their zula matamizu, one lower than the other. The trough is standing on a slant, and they are one lower than the other. Einam mitztarfes, they are not connected to make up a kebeya, and they do not make the liquid tamei, and the liquid does not make the trough tamei. The reason for this is since the liquid between the upper and middle piece of dough is connected only to the two pieces. They do not make up a kebeya. The liquid there does not become tummy. Similarly, the liquid between the middle and the lowest one is not connected to a kebeya. It's only connected to these two-thirds of a kebeya, and it does not become tummy. And we do not say that all the liquid together unifies everything, because since it's on a slant and the liquid is about to run down, it cannot unify it. However, if there were only two pieces of dough, then they are combined together to make up a kebeya, because the liquid between them is connecting an entire kebeya. One collection of liquid between them connects an entire kebeya. However, if underneath the pieces of dough there was a place where the liquid collected in a collection, and despite the slanted position, the liquid was collecting there and not running down, then even if there were more than three pieces, even if the kebeya was made up of many, many pieces, each one no bigger than the size of a mustard seed, nevertheless, the liquid that is standing is able to connect all of it into one kebeya, and therefore it imparts, the kebeya of dough imparts its tumah to the liquid, and the liquid imparts the tumah to the keli, to the trough. Halacha Zayin, Kvar Bierna, we have already stated in Hilta Sharavis Atuma in chapter 10, Shetvul Yoim, Eini Mitami Chulin Klal, that a Tevul Yoim cannot impart any tumah to chulin, to unsanctified food, that is food that is neither truma nor sacrifices. Tvoyoim, once again, means someone who was Tamei and has already immersed himself in the mikveh and purified himself, but he requires the setting of the sun before his purification is complete. So he cannot impart Tumah to Chulin at all. Ela Poisil, he can only impart his Tumah to Ochle, Tumah to food that is Truma, Umashki Truma, or to liquids that are Truma, but Oysa HaKil Shlishi, and he makes any of these foods or liquids that are Truma, he makes them a Shlishi, a third level of Tumah, since a Tzvulyayim is considered a second level. Since he makes them a Shlishi, that means that they are not Tumah, they can no longer impart Tumah to anything else. They merely receive the Tumah and become Shlishi, the third level of Tumah, which means that they may not be eaten, but they can no longer impart any Tumah. V'chein im noga be'ochle kodesh u'mashki kodesh, and so also, if he touched foods or liquids that were kachim, that were on the sacrifices, Paslan, he does not render them shlishi, because with sacrificial foods and liquids, a shlishi, a third level of tumah, is capable of making a fourth level tumah, so he does not render it third level, he makes it paslan, vasa, and ravi, he makes it fourth level, which cannot impart its tumah further. However, it itself is puzzle, it is forbidden to be eaten. Halacha ches, yesh dvarim she'einam chibur b'tvul yoyim v'afal pishahim chibur b'chol ha'tumas. We have a further instance in which tvul yoyim is more lenient than all other sources of tumah. And that is that all other sources of tumah, if they touch certain things which are connected, if they touch one of them, it's considered connected to the rest, and the tumah is imparted to the whole thing. And there are certain instances where we're more lenient with its vulyom, and we say it's not chibur. We say that a certain kind of connection between two things is not considered connected, and if the vulyom touched one part, the rest of it does not become tameh. Even though this is a kind of connection which, with regard to any other kind of tumah, would be considered connected. However, here the case is that if a tvul yoyim touched one part of it, only that part which he touched becomes posel, becomes forbidden to be eaten. And this is such a case where if someone else had touched this place where the tvul yoyim had touched it, someone else who was tamei and had not yet purified himself in a mikveh, he was not a tvul yoyim v'yafeisel hakoil, the whole thing would have become pasul, would have become forbidden to be eaten as truma, which is tamei. Afilu haya hanegeya adam sha'ochel eichlen tameim oy shosa mashkin tameim shei tuma kala, even if the one who had touched it were not tamei at all by Torah law, but someone who was tamei strictly midrabbanan by rabbinical decree, such as one who had eaten foods that were tamei or drunk liquids that are tamei, shehi tumah kala, this is a very lenient kind of tumah. It's much more lenient than tvul yoyim, you would expect, because tvul yoyim is the araisa, and one who ate or drank foods or drink that were tamei becomes tamei only the rabbanon. Nevertheless, even though this more lenient tumah, the one who ate or drank, if he touched one part of these connections, the other part becomes tamei, and if a tvul yoyim touched it, the tumah is not connected to the other parts. Harezeh posel hakel, the one who ate or drank tumah made the whole thing tamei, shalei posle tvul yoyim, and a tvul yoyim does not make it tamei. Ben tzarech loyma shim hoya hanegea ava tumah rishin shum etamei hakel. Needless to say, if the one who touched part of it was an even stricter tumah, an ava tumah, or a first level of tumah, certainly he is metamei, he imparts his tumah to the whole thing. But in the case of tvul yoyim, it's not considered connected. And for what reason were they so lenient with a tvul yoyim? Because he has already purified himself, he has already immersed himself in the mikveh, and the tumah is gone. It's only a technicality which preserves his tumah. It's only the technicality of waiting for sunset to complete his purification. But all the others, even though their tumah is more lenient, but their tumah is still there. Here his tumah has departed. Oid Hekelu, and there's a further instance in which they're lenient, B'tzvulyayim, in the case of Tzvulyayim, Sheyesh Oichlim Shein Miyuchadim La'adam, there are certain kinds of food which are specifically used for human consumption, Umistamim B'chol HaTumis, and they are susceptible to receive all sorts of tumah, v'heim tahoris b'tvulyoim. And nevertheless, such foods, if a tvulyoim touch them, they are considered tahor. V'eluheim, and these are those foods, hasa'oira, barley, v'hakusemes, rye, v'zman she'enam klufim, when they have not yet been peeled of their husk. Then a tvulyoim cannot impart tumah to them. Ava v'zman shehen klufim, but barley or rye, when the husk has been peeled off, v'hachita or wheat, afa pishein klufa, even if it's not peeled off the husk, v'haketzach, v'hashumshum, these are black seeds. Shumshum is poppy seeds. Ketzach is some similar type of food whose seed is eaten. Nifsel b'tvulyoim, nifselim b'tvulyoim, these things do become a puzzle if a tvulyoim touched them. Then tzarich loymar, needless to say, shein mistamin b'chol atumis, that all other tumis, which are stricter in this case than tvulyoim, can impart a tumah to it. Halacha tes kol yad ha'oichlin shehein chibur ba'av ha'tumah. We stated in the beginning of halacha ches, before we were sidetracked, we stated that there are certain things which are considered connected for the purpose of other tumas, but are not considered connected when a tvulyoim touches one. And these are they, kol yad ha'oichlim, any handle, any accessory part, like a stem to a food, shehin chibur ba'av ha'tumah, which is considered a connection to the food, when an av ha'tumah touched it, that is an apple hanging from its stem. If an av ha'tumah touched the apple, it touched the stem, the apple becomes tameh. Harei hein chibur b'tvulyoim. This is also considered connected when a tvulyoim touched it. V'chein kol oichel shenifres, u'me'ura b'miktsas, any food that had been separated, but is still partly connected. The details of this were learned in chapter 6. So chibur ba'av ha'tumah, this is considered connected when an av ha'tumah touched one part, tachu chibur b'tvulyoim. So also if a tvulyoim touched one part, it is considered connected. V'chol she'enoi chibur b'tvulyoim, but what is not considered connected concerning a tvulyoim, harehu chibur biyadayim. Nevertheless, when someone whose hands were tamei touched one part of it, then this is considered connected. And this is another instance where yadayim, where hands which are tamei by rabbinical decree, are nevertheless stricter than tvulyoim, which is tamei diaraisa. This is an additional chumrah to what we learned in the Hilchos Avos HaTumah, chapter 10, where we learned that yadayim, when hands touch liquid, they make the liquid arishin, and a tvulyoim touches liquids that are chulin, he cannot impart tumah to chulin at all. Now we mentioned that there are cases, here we stated that in all cases tvulyoim is considered a connection, if it's considered a connection for what? For other tumas. What about what we said at the beginning of the previous halacha, that there were cases where we were more lenient in tvulyoim concerning the connection? These will be given in chapter 8.